All right. Good evening. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the huddle. It's me, Coach Buddle. Nevada Nick have some issues and stuff, so he's may or may not join us in a little bit. I also sent out a invite because I know both Billy and wanted to talk about his Eagles and and also to Sammy, because I know Sammy, big Washington guy, so I wanted to make sure that I know he really was excited about that win. So hey, look, it was crazy yesterday. Crazy. A lot of sports. I mean, Nevada Nick, I got to pay him his due. I'll wait till he gets on, you know. what's up, Stiz and the crew? I appreciate you jumping in, you know. So I guess I get to start with my New York Football Giants. As you notice, I brought the hockey jersey on, man. I'm repping the Rangers. Still got the Giants hat on, but went with the Rangers shirt just because, you know, I mean, it's disappointing. You muster three field goals, and it's horrible. And, oh, by the way, breaking news, Jake Fromm might be our starting quarterback in L.A. this week against the Chargers. So, let's go figure that. Par for the course for the New York Football Giants as we enter week 13. But what bothers me is Joe Judge, these press conferences. Oh, I'm excited about the offense. They're looking – what the hell are you talking about? Because what game are you watching? Okay, maybe you should take your eye patch off, watch the game with both eyes, and see what the rest of us see. Okay, look, why can't you just be Bill Belichick? Come up to the podium. They made more plays than us. We're on the next week. That's all you got to say. We'll be fine with that. Fine. Not this load of crap that you're telling us. It comes from that Dave Gettleman bullshit camp, you know, feed them bullshit because they don't really know what you're talking about. So feed them whatever, which is horse crap. So I am absolutely annoyed with the Giants right now, as most of us are. I mean, the Dolphins played just as bad. I mean, there was nothing, another game that, you know, the Giants could have won had they mustered a little bit of offense. And again, the biggest bust in quite some time, Saquon Barkley. You got the ball 20 times yesterday, 20. So, you know, you're supposed to be the next, you know, well, Adrian Peterson's still playing. He's got some longevity. So what, Barry Sanders? I mean, you know, and what have you done? I mean, you are pedestrian at best. You dropped a couple of easy balls. We tried to get the ball to you in space, and you couldn't do anything with it. So it's time to move on from Barkley. He is just another Dave Gettleman bust. You're a bust. That's what you are. You are worthless to the New York Giants. Hopefully you'll, you know, be able to resurrect your career in another city, and I hope so. I really do. But for the New York Giants, you're not what you were built for. You wasted, a you wasted a draft pick that we could have gotten a truckload for. Most general managers, because of the holes that we had, would have traded that pick for multiple picks. And, you know, we probably wouldn't be discussing how bad the Giants are, but, you know, how good they are and how they're competing for home field advantage with a win. But instead, you decided that a back when, you know, I'll take Larry Johnson out of the mix. When was the last time? The last time we had a running back from Penn State do anything. Make it. I Franco Harris, maybe. I don't know. Just I'm sorry. I just can't. It frustrates me. And granted, you know, okay, we had the backup quarterback in, but, you know, I mean, it's the same guy. They do the same thing, you know. I mean, so he is a backup. He is what he is. But, you know, so when the backup comes in, you should be able to lean on the running game and run the football. And, again, we could not run the football. So, you know, with your you know, the number two guy in the draft 3-4 years ago, it just is not, he's not the guy. And now it's time to move on from that. And what other takes did I take away from the game? You know, I mean, not you know, it was just horrible all the way around. I mean, again, the defense kept you in. The defense starting to play a lot better, starting to come in. You know, but there was a couple of miscommunications. You know, that last touchdown where they had the trips and the two guys went in and out and everybody jumped inside and nobody went with the outside guy. That, you know, and I felt like that he bobbled it. That was a poor review from, you know, that they gave us. I thought he was still bobbling that angle, and I just think they just moved on with their day. So, but anyway, it is what it is. When you lose that bad, you don't deserve a second look, you know. And you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with that? So, I think it's time to throw all the furniture out. And you know the old saying, you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. I think it's time. Daniel Jones got to go. Saquon Barkley got to go. Joe Judge got to go. And Gettleman's already gone. His office is already packed up. He's leaving at the end of the year. Can't get here fast enough. Can't get here fast enough for us Giant fans, really, to get you out of here, because that was a mistake. And hopefully the Maras don't do what they're prone to do. And hire someone within, someone they know. Oh, we got to feel comfortable, because you know what? It doesn't work. It just isn't the 70s. You know, when is the NFL going to – I listen, here's my plea to all Giant fans. Please, Sammy, I sent you the link, brother, if you wanted to come on and talk about that big win by Washington. You know, Giant fans, start calling – the NFL office in New York City and ask them to step in, because they're only going to listen to you. So, you know, but yeah, he's not done yet. He's done in New York. He needs a fresh start. He needs to go somewhere else. Buffalo might give you something for him. They need a running game. They might take a chance with him, you know, but he's on a bad team, but you know what? At that level, you should be able to run the football. And when you see Booker run the football, okay, did you see Booker get over 100 yards rushing behind that offensive line against the Raiders? Yes, I saw it. So Barkley should be able to rush for 100 yards behind that line. Okay. And he can't. He's pedestrian at best. He needs to move on and move on with our day. You know what? I don't even want Zeke either because I don't want to take on his money. I think we can get Booker, bring in a guy, probably get him in probably the third round, fourth round, and work him in. I think we'll be fine there. I think the biggest issue obviously is fixing that offensive line, and we need a stopgap quarterback. Again, guys that have started in the league and have thrown these names out, and Chris Canty, former Giant, threw this out, and I agreed with him because I had thrown it out before. I'm okay with Jimmy G coming to New York. I'm okay with Mitch Trubisky coming in and being that placeholder, because when those guys come in, you know, as a fan, we are rebuilding. We are rebuilding, and that's what we want to do. So, you know. But, Sammy, I wanted to let you know a quick thing. My high school in New York, Archbishop Stepanak, Kuntz, Malcolm Kuntz, I believe it's 51 for the Raiders, got his first sack last night in the game. So props to him. There, up there, it's right there behind me. You're right. The Giants have quit now, and Joe Judge is just coming up with BS, and it's got to stop. It's got to stop. But you know, Washington looked good. I mean, I was kind of on board with Nevada Nick, and you know, the Raiders had that rest. They kind of had that week and a half rest before they had to face the Raiders. They were at home, packed house. But you know, hey. The football team from Washington was able to come in there and, a guy who's made like three professional field goals in the league come in and bangs a 48-yarder to win the game. It's pretty that's pretty cool. So we'll see. You got a big one this week, right? Sammy, what do you got? Who you guys got this week? You got a big game coming up. I know Stiz, did he mention that? Washington's remaining schedule: Dallas Eagles, Giants. Yeah, it is idiotic. That is Stiz. It's really a dumb schedule. Like I don't know what they were doing. Were they playing a drinking game or something when they made this schedule? Same thing. Like the Browns, they play the Ravens by Ravens, and don't get me started on these divisional Thursday night games because it's stupid. Absolutely, it's not about player safety. It's about money. Yeah, so now Washington, can really help themselves. Now we'll see. Are you legit? Are you legit? You're going to beat the Cowboys in your division. You need those, start stacking those division wins to start moving up, which is scary. Yeah. And entire league in rushing. Yeah. Absolutely. I'll see if I can put all that up there for everyone to read, but yeah. Absolutely. The Washington has looked good these last couple weeks. They're starting to put stuff together. They're getting on the right track. Finally getting it, and look, I think, Sammy, you got to build. We always talk about, stacking wins and stacking things. And right now you have a great opportunity with the way the schedule is, it played Dallas and then the Eagles. But, the Eagles are still in front of you because, when you play the Jets, I mean, that's like playing a JV team. So, and all of a sudden, Gardner Minshew is the anointed taking you guys to the Super Bowl all of a sudden. You know, I mean, what are they going to start playing the 80s porn music at the stadium? You know, when he comes out, I don't know. I don't get it. Yeah, you get Montez Sweat back. But look, I think that defense has really responded with Chase out of the lineup. I mean, that says a lot to me. I mean, maybe I'm reading the tea leaves too much, but I think his team responded a little bit better without him in the lineup. So we'll see how that plays out. But they're playing really well right now. You can't deny it. I mean, they're stacking wins, and that's what it's about in this league is stacking some wins and getting it going. I think, you know. So I think the plus for them, they brought in Ron Rivera. They had all this BS happen, and for somehow, some way, they were able to put it on John Gruden and not the Redskins. So now Snyder's got to keep his hands kind of clean and out of things, and kind of just letting the football team be the football team, and you're kind of seeing some success with it now. So we'll see. How it plays out. We'll wait and see. You know, you still got to play the Giants at the end of the year. Not that the Giants have already pretty much packed it up. They're going out to Arizona for a little vacation before the game. Enjoy some sun and fun over there in Tucson before they go up to LA for, go do the Hollywood tour and then come home. You know, that's what it is. I think the Giants have kind of basically packed it in, and people are starting to clean out their lockers heading into week 13. So, as we move on, I know we don't do this. I kind of wanted to start off. I know Sammy got going with the Giants and stuff, but because I know Stiz and Nevada Nick are pro guys, they're not into college. But man, how about Alabama kind of sticking their chest out a little bit and saying, "Hey, we're still here. You forget about us? Did you forget that we do this all the time?" You know. Because, everybody kept saying, Georgia's on an incredible run. I don't think anybody could beat them. And Alabama said, look, hold my beer. I slipped against Texas A&M, but hold my beer. Let me show you how this is done. And they surely got it done on Saturday. And now, of course, they get moved up to number one like we said, it kind of played out how it was going to be that Alabama is playing Ohio State Junior and then Michigan has to play Georgia, which I think that's kind of a bad deal for Michigan. But it's going to be a great game down in Miami. I'm trying to see about maneuvering myself into that. Since I'll be there for that, trying to get to the game. Should be a fun time as we get into the bowl season, we'll see how that goes. I just want to shout out, I thought it was pretty impressive what Alabama did on Saturday, and we didn't get to touch base with it yesterday at all. So isn't going to pan out this year. And yeah, you're right, Stiz. I don't think Curtis Samuel is. I don't really think he ever I think the injury has never he's not been right with the injury. Because didn't he have some kind of ankle or hamstring or something? And he's been out almost the entire season. Since training camp at least. So he's just not right. I think he's just collecting a paycheck. So I don't see it. And they paid him stupid money, which made us pay Galladay stupid money. And another guy couldn't stay on the field yesterday. either. So the but again, you have I do tell you, I will say this though about Mike Glennon. You know, he did, you know, hit the over the shoulder pass a few times, which, you know, Daniel Jones hasn't been able to. He's been missing guys all day long, and that's it. And I will say this, you know, and I don't know if this hasn't been made a big deal of, but David Cutcliffe, the former head coach of the Duke Blue Devil football team, stepped away, like, you know, walked away from Duke, or Duke, they parted ways either way. So the only way I see Daniel Jones staying one more year with the New York Football Giants is if David Cutcliffe becomes the offensive coordinator for the New York Giants. Just saying, you know, and you know, but that is something that is yet to be seen. I'm just saying that's just my, I have nothing to base that on, absolutely nothing. It's just me kind of connecting dots that probably aren't even there. But, you know, I'm just putting it out there that's what it could be. I don't really know if there's any truth to it or not. But I'm just saying, you know, time to, but I think it's time to clean house there for the Giants and move on. And now, you know, I tell you what, you know, it's kind of funny. All of a sudden, the Eagles go back to the Meadowlands and to play the J-E-T-S, Jets, and they won. Surprise! Did anybody doubt that? I mean, come on. That was kind of easy. I mean, but if I remember right from yesterday, they were down for some point of that game. And they did have to kind of come back. I mean, how is it that all of a sudden Gardner Minshew is taking you to the Super Bowl? And it's sad to say that I have to go, oh, the next Carson Wentz. But Carson Wentz didn't take you to the Super Bowl. I mean, he contributed. But again, neither did Nick Foles. I mean, you know, I just think it's – you know, he's not the guy. You know, if he was the guy, Jacksonville was trading out of the number one spot and getting a truckload for that pick to fix all the other problems. But he wasn't the guy, and so they decided to send him up to Philadelphia. And you know, until Joe Flacco got shipped out, he was the number three quarterback and inactive for most of the season. But you let him come in, and what a game to come in. What a way to get your feet wet again. You know, just to reacclimate yourself is playing against a JV team like the Jets. So, you know, I mean, when you get a JV team against the Jets, what'd you say, 12-0 against the Jets? Is that the Eagles' record against the Jets? Is that what that is? Is that the Eagles' record, 12-0, or is that, you know, it is. It is the fan base. I agree. It's the fan base. You know, they already got the mummers ready for the parade and everything. It's just absolutely nuts. I mean, you know, it's more of a coaching problem than a quarterback problem. Philadelphia doesn't have a quarterback. And here's what I'm telling all the Eagles people. Good. Let Minshew be your guy. Put Jalen Hurts. Cut him. Please cut him and see how fast the team picks him up and he has success. with somebody where he's coaching, or, you know, because I would take him over Danny Dimes in a heartbeat. Absolutely. Okay. I'm just saying, I've been on the Jalen Hurts bandwagon all year long, all year. And it's a coaching problem, not a Jalen Hurts problem. That's basically what it is. When they run the football, he's an awesome quarterback. He's lights out. You don't run the football and you put all of that on him, he's pedestrian. Go figure it out. Go figure it out. I mean, you know, but, you know, even the O-line, I think they said it in the pregame, the linemen were like, yeah, man, we can run the football. We're ready to run the football. And, you know, I didn't think they ran it that well yesterday. Again, I didn't watch. I only watched bits and pieces of it. So it was kind of a, I just don't understand how all of a sudden that fan base going bonkers, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And, you know, all of a sudden, let's get the mummers going because we've got ourselves a quarterback, you know. They're going to start playing that 80s porn music on Sunday at the stadium. Wah, 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 wah. I think I'm going to have to cue some up and see if I can't find some for the show on Thursday, and we'll start playing it. That'll be the new Eagles song. With Gardner Minshew and his Top Gun jacket, wearing his Top Gun jacket yesterday, got all his patches on it. Yeah, man, he's all patched up. Look at that, man. But it's too funny with that. And how about, you know, the Chargers, man, you really thought Cincinnati, you know, they really, you know, they had a big win in the Ravens earlier in the year. They not saying much handling the Steelers the week before. You really thought that all the cylinders were clicking. And then all of a sudden the charges come in and strike lightning on you, bam, and really helped themselves and got it going and really came away with a big win. Yeah, also, you know, and hey, how about Detroit? Detroit got a win finally. They're off the schneid. There's no overs. You know, excited about the Detroit Lions fans, you know, being able to get a win. I know it was a tough week for them with all that went on there and whatnot. So they were, but it was good for them able to get some, get something else to think about, get their mind off things. It always helps when you get a win like that, especially, you know, you're Detroit, you've been rebuilding for the last 48 years, 49 years, something like that. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. So we got, you know, so, and of course, you know, Tom is, I think Tom Brady has the same record against the Falcons, Stiz. I think that's the case. Got another win against the Falcons yesterday. Which there's another team I think is kind of pretty much packed it in and ready to move on. And there's another guy I wouldn't mind, you know, Matt Ryan coming to the Giants. I could see him getting released after this year. I could see him signing with the Giants as a stopgap guy for two-year deal, two seasons. And let's move on with our day, you know. So we got it going. You know, there's going to be a lot of options out there. Yeah, there you go, Stiz. There you go. And of course, you know, Coach stacking now, okay? Because now I'm 4-8-1, two back-to-back wins now. getting it going here, getting it going, stacking wins. You had to start somewhere. Boom, got the win last week. Boom, got the win this week. So very excited about that, and having my lock of the week. You know, was in doubt a little bit, but we got it. So coach, stacking wins, baby. That's what it's about. Stacking, putting wins together, one on top of the other, baby. You know, yeah, that's right. Look out, man. I'm climbing out of that basement, baby. Climbing out, man. One hand in front of the other. I'm getting there, man. So, you know, here I come. Look out, man. So now tonight, watch, this is a huge game. I think this is a must win for Buffalo. I think Buffalo needs to make a statement and kind of slow down this, New England team. You know, they've won six in a row. They've turned into a juggernaut now that, you know, kind of, Belichick has kind of got these pieces right where he needed to get them lined up, and things are cranking now. And it's very scary, especially, you know, you're going to play, they're going to come into Buffalo and play basically one dimensional team. And, you know, I mean, when Bill only has one thing to worry about, man, he's pretty deadly. So, I really do like New England. I like New England tonight. I really do. I think they're going to make it seven in a row. They're going to, you know, and Buffalo's going to have to play catch up, and you're going to see tonight is the game. Excuse me. Tonight is the game that you're going to see why Buffalo is going to give the Giants some picks for Saquon Barkley. That's why they're gonna give up picks. They're gonna ship out Barkley up to Buffalo, let him get a start up there, because I believe they are running back away from really being a contender. And you know, they're another team that really is that. You know, the way it's shaking out, the way I'm seeing it, I mean, Tennessee's kind of petering off, the Ravens petering off. I really see. It's going to – and the two teams that everybody said were down are now spiking with the Kansas City Chiefs and the New England Patriots. And I think that's going to be your AFC championship is going to be those two teams right now. Yeah, I'm backing off the Buffalo Bills right now. I really am. I have to back off because of – look at New England, and like I always say, I'm not in the doubting Bill Belichick business. I just am not. So, you know, and those two teams are spiking. You had your opportunity. You had your opportunity, and I think that window of opportunity is closed. They're about to shut the door tonight on Buffalo and let Buffalo know that, hey, you know, we're back. And it's our division, and we'll be handling it from here. Thanks for holding our beer while we were taking some time off for COVID, and now we're back and we're going. So I think that's New England's attitude, and that's what they're going to be going from here on out. So you know, watch out for the New England Patriots. And then, by the way, you know, I'm sure you heard Joe Brady got let go from Carolina. So that's something right there. Joe Brady is out there. I don't know if he's going to get a head job at the college level, but I'm sure his services, he's going to get picked up. I wouldn't be surprised if he wound up back at LSU. Okay. Brian Kelly's offensive coordinator. I didn't check. I don't know if he's named an offensive coordinator yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if something like that happened real soon, actually. So, I don't think he'll be out of a job very long, you know. So, but we're gonna keep close eye on that and get it going. We got some stuff going on. It's been great. I guess Nevada Nick, like I said, he had some stuff going on tonight. He's a little pissed off at me because I was questioning him. So, you know, he's boycotting today. No, really, he had some work or something. You know, I don't know. Glory hole issues. I have no idea what's going on, but he couldn't join us. So hopefully he'll jump on Thursday with me and play a little catch up. Stiz, Sammy, I appreciate you guys jumping in, chiming in. Really appreciate everyone that jumps in. And by the way, I know the phone line is not really working, but what it is, how it is working though, you can call, you can leave a message, we'll play your message, and we will answer it on the air. We will do that until we can rectify, you know, the technology issue that Coach has, because that's the way I operate. You know, and by the way, listen, share it with your friends. You know, go over to YouTube, ring that bell down on the bottom so you get some notifications. Subscribe so we can grow our channel. Obviously through Facebook, we appreciate it. Share it with your friends. Chime in. We love that you guys are hanging out with us. We appreciate it. We'll be back Thursday night, 6 o'clock. And then, of course, as always, on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. So it'll be a fun time. I appreciate everybody chiming in and rolling with me, rolling solo tonight. As you see, I'm all of a sudden getting all clogged up. No, it's not COVID. But I'm a little stuffy right now. So I will, you know, get it right, rectify it. So everyone, thank you. Have a great night. Enjoy a great football game tonight. And we will be back on Thursday. All right. Be safe. Thanks.